Day 5, Growing in Holiness Together. Devotional, Holiness Isn't a Solo Journey. While our relationship with God is personal, it was never meant to be private. We grow in holiness together, as part of a community committed to becoming more like Christ. The health of the church depends on the holiness of its individual members. When we each pursue communion with God and wise fellowship with others, the entire body benefits. Conversely, when we neglect holiness or tolerate sin, the whole community suffers. This is why Paul was so concerned about the Corinthian church addressing sin in their midst. He knew that their collective witness and spiritual health were at stake. The same is true for us today. As we conclude this devotional series, remember that pursuing holiness isn't about achieving moral perfection through our own efforts. It's about drawing near to God, allowing His presence to transform us, and surrounding ourselves with people who encourage us in this journey. We are constantly being saved, continually transformed by God's grace as we walk with Him and with each other. Let's commit to this journey together, creating tables where Christ is at the center and holiness can flourish. Bible verse, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? 2 Corinthians 6:14. Reflection question. How can you contribute to creating a community where holiness is valued and nurtured? Quote, the health of the church, the health of the body of Christ depends on the holiness of the individuals that are in it. Our church can't be any more holy than you are. Prayer.